let's get started. Put your phones away. Get out your notebooks, pencils, whatever you need to have a productive class today. Welcome, everyone, to Sex Education 201 Advanced Demonstration. I am assuming everyone in here has taken Sex Education 101. If you're not, now is your chance to leave. It is important you know the basics of reproductive systems and disease before this starts. Well, there's always one. Anyway, now that that's handled, welcome. I hope you're all ready for a productive and educational semester. In this class, we will be discussing and demonstrating basic techniques as well as honing skills that will last you a lifetime. Is anyone here majoring in seductive arts? Okay, a few. Well, even if you're not, this will hopefully be helpful as you go out into the world and start your careers and families. And if you're still undecided on your major, our seductive arts alumni have gone on to do incredible things. Toppling administrations, lobbying for necessary reforms, espionage, porn stardom, the possibilities are limitless. If you're interested, come talk to me after class. This class, however, is very hands-on and demonstration-based, so attendance will be a large part of your grade. Make sure you sign in at the beginning of every class, so I know you were here. There will be some written assignments, a midterm, and a final presentation with a partner of your choice. You may choose the partner of your own personal preference, so don't get worried about being stuck with a boy if you're into girls, or vice versa. I'm sure you all read through the pre-reading for the course. If you didn't, please do it before the next week. The most important part is the hygiene clause. We will be getting very close with our classmates. And it is your duty to be respectful, clean, showered, in fresh clothes every week with no exceptions. I can't believe I have to say that, but, well, maybe you will be the class that doesn't disappoint. Okay, now that we've gotten all the administrative stuff out of the way, let's get started. We are going to start an intro to pleasuring a man. I know, ladies, it may seem unfair starting with the man who always get to finish first anyway, but male pleasure is a lot simpler, and since we have less time today than we normally do, it's better to fit it in now. No pun intended. And give female pleasure the full time it deserves. Can I get a volunteer with a penis to come stand in front of the class? No volunteers? Must be first day jitters. You there, third row back. Yes, you. Did you shower this morning? Yes? Okay. Come on down to the front of the room. Now, while they come down here, just a few notes. Not everyone with a penis is necessarily a man, but since most are, today we are going to be working under that assumption. This is also just a brief overview. We will be getting to more specific things like domination, submission, cuckolding, etc. later in the semester. All right, now that we have our demonstrator up at the front of the room, we can get started. Now, men are visual creatures. The key to getting started is giving them something to look at. That can be lingerie, or a revealing outfit, or even just a little unexpected cleavage. As you can see, I'm wearing a short pleat skirt, a white button-up shirt, tied off at my ribs, exposing my tummy, and a thin tie tied around my neck that falls between my cleavage. This plays on the sexy stereotypes surrounding academia. Even these glasses are fake, just something to match the mood he's expecting, meeting him where his mind already is. Ladies, if your tits aren't quite as full as mine, don't be discouraged. There are plenty of ways to make small boob work for you. We'll get more into outfits later in the semester. So, since I have his expectations set, I am going to walk over to him, slowly, putting one leg in front of the other, looking into his eyes. You can say something to him if you want. Call him big boy, or handsome, or something like that, but I find that even more effective than any specific words. It's just putting the very tips of your fingers on his collarbone, like this, and gently tracing down his chest. Keep looking into his eyes. Tell him what you want with the look, not with words. Bite your bottom lip as you let your hand trace down his stomach. Let him touch you too. If he hasn't put a hand on your arm or something, feel free to take his hand and put it where you want it. I'm going to take his hand, put it here, on my ass. It's okay, you can feel it. That's it. Grope my ass through my short little skirt. Feel free to interact with his clothes. If he was wearing a button-up or a tie, you could play with the buttons or knots, but with a t-shirt like this, you can just twirl the fabric. Always looking at him, always speaking with your eyes. Now that you've got him locked in, you can make your move. Always start with your hand. Not only is it a versatile instrument, but it also lets you see what you're working with before you actually see it, avoiding any uncomfortable surprises. Take your hand and slide it down the stomach, over his pants. Feel his bulge through the fabric with a flat hand. Looks like we won't have to worry about size here, will we, big boy? Just rub up and down. You can stand in front of him, facing him, or to the side if that's easier. I'm going to stand behind him and reach around so you can see what I'm doing, but this is better served for people you know already. Can everyone see? Okay, good. So, my hand not on his cock is going to keep moving up and down his torso. You want to make them feel like their whole body is worth exploring, not just the cock. As I'm feeling his chest and stomach, I'll start rubbing his dick with my fingers around the outline. It's already getting pretty hard, but not every dick you ever stroke will be in his early 20s. So it might not be hard when you get there. You really gave me something to work with, didn't you? No, it's good. Everyone in the back will be able to see what I'm doing. Now that it's nice and hard, we'll want to get it out. It's okay to ask for help. They won't mind. What do you think, baby? Are you ready for the class? Is your cock? Go ahead and get it out for them. That's it. Show them what you're packing. Always say something about it when they pull it out. It can be about how long it is, its thickness, how nice it looks, or even a quiet wow. They want to know their cocks are unique and special. Let them think it, at least until you've gotten what you wanted. You can see how I'm wrapping my fingers around the base of the shaft. Don't squeeze too tight, but do give it a little bit of pressure. You're not choking it, just feeling it. Start stroking slow, up and down. Admire it with your hands, or at least pretend to. I'm standing behind him now, but if I was in front or beside him, your eyes should be alternating between his cock and face. Since I'm back here, I'm just going to place gentle kisses on his neck as I speed my hand. It is very easy to get someone to come at this point. A little dirty talk, some ball play, and a little spit, and this boy would be putting my hands. But for today's demonstration, I'll move on. I'm going to turn my lovely assistant here sideways so you can all get the full view as I move back around to his front and slowly sink to my knees, making sure my eyes stay locked with his. We'll talk about different styles of blowjobs later during our unit on oral sex, but today we'll keep it simple. I'm just going to take his sizable shaft in my hand and gently lick from the base of his balls. Then just start going deeper and deeper until you're taking his shaft in two. If he's big enough, work the base of it with your hand. Like this. This will not only give him more pleasure, it will also make it seem like you're going deeper than you are. Please let him know that you're enjoying it. Moan on his cock. Tell him it tastes good. Even if you know it's fake, at this point, he'll pretend it isn't. We mentioned ball play when talking about hand jobs, but it's much, much more important when giving head that you remember the balls. Start by cupping them as you cuck, letting him know that you're thinking about them. Then, when your mouth is tired, use it as a quick break. Lick down the shaft. Then, lick around each of his big, swollen testicles, gently sucking on them. Then back to his cock. What do you say, handsome? Are ready to show them how the fuck? We are going to talk a lot about fucking in this class. There are so many different ways to do it. None of them wrong. So long as everyone consents, of course. So, I'm not going to go into a ton of detail about how I'm going. I'll just give you a few tips as we go. Come on, big guy. Lay down on your back while I take my panties off. Notice I'm leaving my skirt and shirt on, though, admittedly, with my tits out. If you have a sexy outfit that allows you to keep it on during sex, I almost always advise it. It's an easy way to give the illusion of a rushed passion and lets you be in control of what they see. Now, I'm going to climb on top of him and line his cock up as I sit down it. Just ride his cock. Oh, wow. Fuck. That feels good. Oh god. I don't know if I've ever had a student fill me up like this. Oh, fuck. Maybe I'll choose you for every class. Fuck. I don't know if I could ever get enough of this fucking cock. Oh god, yeah. Yeah. Oh my fucking god. I need this deeper. Fuck. Me over at a fucking lectern and fuck me in front of the whole fucking class. Show them how much of a slut their sex professor is. Yeah. But come on, give it to me. Pull my skirt up. Fuck me. Harder. Oh, that was better. Try again. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Fuck. 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 Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. I'm getting the cum. That's it. Jerk your cock right into my fucking ass. Okay. Right. So, the declassy, what I did there. even though he knows it's my job to teach sex, even though he knows I've done this plenty of times before. A few well-acted moans, some a dirty talk, was all it took for him to think he was in control. When in doubt, a fake orgasm like that will really push you over. Sorry, bud. You might want to pay attention to our lessons about female pleasure. Okay, everyone else. Go ahead and grab a partner. Looks like we have about 10 minutes left in class. Let's see what you can do. You don't have to use the same two positions I did, but make sure it's a position that makes him feel good. Ladies who are partnering with ladies, a lot of these lessons still apply. Do the best you can. Alright, find your partners and get started.